It's unbelievable. Squatters take over Southeast Portland home. Owner says he was beat up after asking them to leave. Hey, you're squatting in my house. You guys got to go. And then he gets beat up. All right, so this is a story that so many of you have sent to me that I just had to read it. I mean, I'm going to read it anyway, right? You got squatters, you got Portland, you've got real estate, you've got a situation. We're talking about that. Let's jump into it. The owner is looking for a buyer who is willing to take the risk of getting the squatters off the property. This is a property that is on the market. So when you see like the realtor.com and you see the little comment, all right, the new buyer has to take on the responsibility of the existing occupants, meaning they're not even tenants because they're straight up squatters. They have no tenancy that we can see. Now, there's a few things in this article and in this situation that raise some red flags to me. We're going to talk about those as well. All right, so let's take a peeky here. The owner of a home in Southeast Portland is trying to sell the property, but says that he can't. Ever since some strangers moved in and refused to leave. So if you've got a tenancy situation that goes to where they're no longer paying, that is a different situation than straight up squatters. So you've got trespassing, somebody kind of trying to come in, but once they get in and take occupancy, you know, possession is 9/10 of the law. It becomes really tricky because the police are like, all right, We don't know. We don't know who has the lease, who has the physical rights to be in this property. We're going to let you guys work that out in court. And when they get a written notice from the court, that's when the sheriff goes out and basically evicts them. It started back in January when the homeowner left town and the property was empty, hearing more and more problems happening with vacant homes because These squatters and these homeless folks out there, they know that they can get away with this because in cities like Seattle and Portland, the police are too busy to handle damn near anything but a priority one or priority two call because they don't have the raw numbers of cops to cover the streets. Some guys, they just basically walked into the property, took it over, said Nathan Jones, a realtor with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services. All right, Berkshire's, you know, that's a legit brokerage. Jones took over the listing last month. It's currently listed at $330,000, but that price is negotiable. So, okay, so somebody else took a run at it and couldn't get it sold. So you got an issue with marketing there. Maybe it's the fact that it's got squatters in it and you need to get that solved before you try and put it on the market. You know, you can get squatters out. It's going to be a process and you can do it yourself. You're going to have to work through a bunch of paperwork and you're going to have to go to court. And you're going to have to hang in there and be super, you know, you're going to have to be on it, or you can hire an attorney. Costs money. This is what the owner is saying. Costs money. You got to get an attorney, file all these papers. And it's like 90 days minimum. If you don't have the financial resources, you're screwed. And that's the bottom line. He said, maybe, or else you just do your research and you do the best you can. I understand. Maybe you don't have the ability to do that when you're wigged out about what's happening to your house. Okay. So, you know, how much equity do you have in your home? Is it worth spending a little bit of money to get the ability to sell that home at not such a massive discount? Because any investor who is like, okay, this home is 330 grand. That seems pretty cheap, right? I mean, it's Portland, even anywhere in Portland, you got a home that's worth 330, unless it's just hammered, it's going to be worth something. Oh, it's got squatters in it. Oh, that's not good. And anytime you see a listing go from one broker to another broker, you're like, all right, well, it's either overpriced or there's an issue with it. What is the issue? In this case, yeah, you've got people that aren't going to be real friendly to, hey, could we take a walk through the home? Understand it's on the market. That's not going to happen, right? So that is not happening in this case. You're going to have to buy the home, probably sight unseen as far as the interior goes. You know how in a lot of listings, you'll have, especially a multifamily property, inspection of the interior upon agreement of mutual acceptance, meaning once you got a deal together, then you can see the inside. They'll show you all kinds of video and all kinds of photos typically, but they don't want to rock the boat as far as the tenants that are in there now. In this case, they'll be like, yeah, they might throw a punch at you if you try to go through that house as is right now, because they're squatters and they don't care about anything. They're just squatting, seeing how long they can, you know, hang out in this house for and freeload. The homeowners didn't want to talk to Kate with KGW on camera for fear of retaliation from those living at the property. Over the phone, he claimed that when he asked them to leave this winter, the squatters beat him up, sending him to the hospital. He hasn't been back since, but still pays $1,500 a month for his mortgage. All right, is there a police record that indicates that? Because if I got beat up, I would be calling the police. That is a police issue. Assault? Yeah. So there's something here that doesn't quite add up. It's just, I'm not 100% convinced. Let's just say that. I mean, all he wants to do is sell and he can't do it, said Jones. Things that go through my mind is, all right, there's some kind of beef going on. They did have some kind of relationship. He got his ass handed to him. I get it. He doesn't want to go back, but he still owns the home. He's claiming they're just squatters. They're not paying any money. All right. But there is some kind of relationship that has happened there. Because if we don't have a police report, all right, what's the dealio? You know what I mean? Just what's the dealio? Maybe he just didn't want to call the police for whatever reason. If I get beat up by somebody and I'm innocent, yeah, I do call the cops. Knowing that, you know, not a lot's going to happen. This is Portland after all, and they are stretched thin. So, you know, I mean, all he wants to do is sell and he can't do it. The homeowner has called police in the city to help evict the squatters, but said he hasn't received any help. Well, because most of the time the police are going to go out and go, all righty, this is a civil matter. You're going to have to work your way through the court process. That's how this goes. As for those living in the neighborhood, they've learned to keep their distance from 5256 Southeast Flavel Street, because that is not a house that you want to mess with at this point in time. One of the neighbors says, if I'm going to go up there, I would want to have some cops with me. How about just a big dude with a gun? How about that? How about a member of a motorcycle club? I think that'd do it, right? I just mind my own business, said Linda Harshman, who lives two doors down. I've noticed, like, you know, frequent stopping of cars, people coming every 15 seconds. Also, police monitoring the house. We got some drug action in there. What are we doing in there? What's going on? Every 15 seconds? That's a lot of traffic. All right. And this is said by Zaki Wilson, who lives across the street. Everybody probably feels at risk or in danger with those types of people. If you've ever had one of these houses in your neighborhood, you are flipped out. You're freaked out. You're like, oh, that's not good. This is going on in my neighborhood. That is so brutal. And it's terrible. A KGW crew tried approaching those living in the home, but the occupants just stared and displayed the middle finger and shut the door. I'm not shocked. They're squatters. They don't want any PR. It doesn't help their case. They're going to hunker down in there as long as they can. Kind of like Pacific Heights. Remember that one? A movie with Matthew Modine. I'm watching Stranger Things, and Matthew Modine is now a silver-haired older guy like me. And I don't have silver hair, though. I've got some silver, but it's not all over. Watching Matthew Modine and Melanie Griffith, I think it was. And it is just a brutal example of what happens when, you know, a tenant-ish gets into a property, because once they possess a property, it can be very difficult to get somebody out. KGW also reached out to the police and didn't hear back right away. They are busy doing anything else. Eventually, Portland police said that even though they've been called to the property before, this case is a civil issue, and the eviction process would have to come from the owners or the bank. That's just unfortunately how this goes. The police, unless it's a criminal matter, they're not going to jump in. If you've got somebody that's literally trying to break into your home, definitely call 911. If you've got tenants in there, you're going to have to start Googling that stuff, get an understanding of what the situation is. And that's why I kind of think that there was some relationship between the tenant and the owner, or between the squatter and the owner, prior to this. I have nothing to back that up. I don't know, but there's something here that's not connecting quite right for me. Jones advised people not to leave their homes vacant, regardless or if they have security. He said, it's just becoming all too common that people break in and never leave. We have seen that multiple times. It's brutal, especially on homes that are slated for demolition. See that fairly often. They can see that there's a demolition permit. They know a new home's going up. Hey, we'll just live in this for as long as we can, and we'll just kind of see what happens. So what do you do if somebody breaks into your home and starts squatting there? All right. So if you can't afford an attorney, you know what? The best thing to do is probably bring in an attorney. If you have any kind of equity in this home at all, tap that equity and hire an attorney. Because when you try and work these things through yourself, if you're really savvy and you're really persistent, yeah, maybe you can get it done. But if there's any variables at all, these folks have more rights than you do now because of the way our system is. It's an absolute shame, and it's crazy. And that's why you've got people moving to other areas of the country where this doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen. You don't have the ability for somebody to just take over somebody else's house. And oftentimes what will happen is law enforcement will say, yep, I know who owns this house. Yep. You know, in those kind of communities, you guys are out of here. Boom, gone. And it's done. Community like Portland, where the cops, their hands are basically literally behind their back on so much of this stuff, they're going to say, hey, this is a civil issue and you are basically on your own. So do whatever it takes to get an attorney. Reach out to whatever free services you can come across. Do your homework. Do your due diligence. Understand what you're up against. And you know what? I did a quick search, and you can do a quick search. And all right, in Oregon, there's a certain level of things that have to happen. You need to get in front of a judge. You need to be able to explain your situation. You need to file all the correct paperwork, because there is going to be a step A, a step B, step, you know, CA, step 1, 2, 3, step B. You're going to have to jump through a bunch of hoops because this is a legal issue. It becomes a legal issue. And you know who handles legal issues? Yeah, I know. And I don't like it either. Attorneys. Your best bet is to have an attorney. And again, if you can't afford it, figure out a way where you can. If you own a home and it's in Portland and you haven't bought it like yesterday, you've probably got some equity. Even if you go to a hard money lender, make that happen. Just figure out a way to get that money to cover the attorney's fees, because then you can control your asset. Because you've probably got a bunch of money tied up in that home as equity. And I'd hate to see you lose that. So do whatever it takes is basically the bottom line here. I think there is more to this story. I am just not entirely sure what that looks like, or, you know, what the deal is. But as this story keeps going, I mean, this has been a big one. It's kind of hit. And I think we will have more information on this down the road. So make sure you subscribe to News for Reasonable People. Hit that notification bell, because we're still dropping 2 videos a day, Monday through Friday, 1 on Saturday, 1 on Sunday. And thanks for being here. All right. I'll update you this story as information becomes more readily available. Talk then. Bye for now.